We're dealing with a series of maturing revelations. And so you're going to have to listen and pay attention. And as my son was prophesying, there are some things I may say you might not fully understand, but the Holy Spirit, because you have the Holy Spirit, you finally going to understand it and be able to walk in it and wrap it around your life. There's success everywhere. Let me finish that statement. Looking for you. And we as a family, God has been real good to us. If you pay attention, God has been real good to us. And we're not dealing with a whole lot of mess and a lot of foolishness. We're just feeding on the Word of God, fellowshipping, and being blessed. It won't be no different this morning. Now, as pathfinders in the apostolic and pace setters in the apostolic is very, and pioneer is the first one. So that means that some virgin territory in the spirit apostolically, that you're going beyond Baptist, beyond word of faith, beyond all religion. You're going into, because all that was man-made. Baptist, Catholic, all that, they come up with the organization. And I don't have nothing against them. But to live the real revealed life, a life of revelation, a life that make you happy, a life that you don't have to be forced to live. See, you, when you're not properly informed, you have to be forced. But when you're properly informed, nobody's going to have to enforce you gone. All right? And so I think from the pulpit, we have tried to force the church to do what's right. But you can't force them if they don't know. This life has to be lived by revelation. Are you following me? And you have to fully understand who you are when you accepted Christ, what really happened to you. And then you have to move through different spiritual stages to understand your next step. You know, the Bible said the step of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And so what I'm seeing as an apostle of Jesus Christ in the years that I have dealt with the spirit world, people really are good. And they have good intention. I'm talking about Christian now. I'm talking about people who have the potential to be like God wants them to be. But they got to know who they are. And you can't leave here and go to Baton Rouge and don't know how to get to Baton Rouge. You end up Port Vincent somewhere. So you have to know, you have to understand what you're doing. And that's what the Lord aiming in this season to train every believer to be apostolic. Turn to Ephesians 4:11. Let's look at it again before I go. Sit down. Go ahead and sit down. Ephesians 4:11. Look at that. This is where we're supposed to be. And we have to learn how to get there. How you can enjoy your life. I say, how you can enjoy your life. I'm going to make a statement to shake the whole territory up. 50% of y'all not enjoying your life. 50% who listen to me, you're not enjoying your life. Your life is designed by God for you to enjoy. And then bring other people in. Let them learn why you living like you living. Why you happy like you happy. Why you winning like you winning. So this Ephesians 4:11 setup, I keep going back to it because this is where God wants you to land. This is what God had. And he gave, in the 11th verse, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. And then he tells us what he gave them for. That word perfecting, that word means maturing. And I heard Junior prophesy to you just now, Satan's greatest aim is to convince you not to mature. I'm not going no further. I come to church, but I'm not. I know what I know. That's all I know. No, you have to keep maturing in the spirit. But here's a diagram, or here's an insight. You got to mature in three parts. You cannot only mature, think about maturing in your spirit. You got to mature in your soul, in your mind, in your conscience, in your imagination, in your thinking. Your thoughts is Satan's expressway. If you don't handle them properly. All right? So you got to mature both spirit, soul, and body. That's why we're talking about connecting your Trinity to God's Trinity. This is not normal teaching in the church now. Connecting your Trinity. You are Trinity, and God is a Trinity. I mean, three part. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's three, right? Then you are a spirit, a soul, and a body. There's a way for you to connect all three to all three. And they call maturity or maturing. And I'm sad to say in the church I've seen, the first of all, the pulpit got to be matured. You got to, and don't tell me something you never did. And so it got to be a maturing in the pulpit that the people can mature. Now, if you listen very carefully this morning, you're going to make some leaps in your life like you never made before. All right? The Holy Spirit's going to have to help me, but I want you to listen, because this is talking about maturing. Here, looking at 12th verse. For the perfecting, or for the maturing of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now look at verse 13. Lord, I want to be there. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now this is not my text. I'm reading this to remind you where we am in the gap. All right, I'm going to show you my text in a few moments, because you're going to make some steps this morning. Matter of fact, I can say it this way. You're going to make some steps this morning in the spirit that you never have walked before. That's okay? You ready to go? In other words, there are some maturing in your life that's going to take place this morning that's going to shut Satan down. There is a releasing about to take place in your life. Even though you may be living pretty good is not enough. All right? I'm not going to finish reading it because I got to go. I want you to write four words down. Operation, realization, application, manifestation. Operation, revelation, application, manifestation. Those four words about to promote you in places in the spirit. In your spirit, your soul, and your body. Satan has been getting you through your soul and your body and stopping your growth. And you can't until you understand these things we're going to go through these scriptures, you can't love God like you should love him. You only have God for your convenience. You don't want to go to hell. Anybody else want to go to hell? No, nobody want to go to hell. But it's beyond that. Once you find out who God is and what he wants you to do right now, you're not following him for what you can get or what he can do for you. You're mature enough to want to start asking God what I can do for you. And you just love him. You just want to be with him. You're not churchy. You're not just a church person. It's an intimacy. Yes. Are you following me? Yes. It's something you can't put down. Come on. You know, once you understand it, you can't put God down and say, I'll be back. Yeah. You always want to be in his presence. Now, you remember the first word I gave you? What's the first word I gave you? All right, now, if you're not operated on properly, you're not going to be able to do it. Now, turn your Bibles. Everybody turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And when I talk about operation, I'm talking about your spirit, your soul, and your body. I'm talking about a real operation. I'm talking about getting everything in order spiritually, getting everything, every part of me in order spiritually. Now here in Hebrews 4:12 is the only way you can have a spiritual operation. And it got to be consistently. For the word of God is quick. The word of God is alive and powerful. So you're going to have a live word at all times. And sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing even, now here we go, to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. They have to be divided. And of the joints and the marrow. Now watch what the last part of that voice said. What did it say? That's a spiritual operation that every Christian should have on a daily basis. That God can operate on you, that he can keep your spirit, your soul, and your body in divine alignment. Ooh, that's a big statement now. Keeping your spirit, your soul, your thinking, your imagination, your conscience in divine alignment. So like, look at Romans 9:1 right quick. Divine alignment. That my Trinity is connected to God's Trinity. In other words, I'm connected to God, the Holy Ghost. My goodness. Connected to God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And they're connected to my spirit, my soul, and my body. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
Now I can tell you right now, your soul keep getting out of order all out. So you got to keep bringing it back. Your thinking get out of order. All right? So that's a spiritual operation, Hebrews 4:12, that every believer need to have every day. It's an operation. That operation will connect your spirit, your soul, and your body to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Trinity connecting to Trinity. Uh Now, most of the time, my brother and sister, part of your Trinity is out of order. But what I'm training you this morning, some other places we're going to go, you're going to be able to always recognize when a part of you out of order. And you'll be able to pull it back in order, get back anointed, get back sanctified. Are you following me? All right. So that's a spiritual operation that can go on in your life all the time with the Word of God. Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is alive. And the Word of God brings all the potentials of God in your life at any given moment. All right? The Word of God can bring victory, triumph. Are you listening to me? Now, once you operate it on properly by the Word of God, turn with me to John 6:63. John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickens or make alive. The flesh profit nothing. You see that? The flesh profit what? The flesh profit what? Nothing. The words that I now wait a minute now. The word that I speak unto the person sitting next to me. We're talking about having personal conversations with God. No, I'm not talking about prayer. I'm talking about personal conversation with God, just like you can have a conversation with the person sitting next to you, just on another level. The words that I speak unto you supposed to take care of your spirit, your soul, and your body. Your body have no business being out of control. Your mind has no business being out of control. And you cannot handle your soul and your body by yourself. You're going to need help. And you're going to need inspiration. You're going to need revelation from God. You're going to need the Holy Spirit telling you, hold up, let me tell you something. Turn left. Turn left. Everybody else turning right. Turn left. Your life now needs to turn left, not right. You're not going to be able to live the life of God without revelation. I didn't say reading. I didn't say repeating. Something, catch this now, divinely by God sent to you. Something God, listen children, something God want to say to you personally and privately. It's not for the whole crowd. It's for you and your life. You and God having an intimate talk just about what you need to hear. What do you need to shut down right now? One on one. A private conversation with God. I'm not talking about prayer. But we do a lot of praying. I know we pray. But I'm talking about a two-way street. I'm talking about you talking to him and him talking to you. And I believe he knows a little more than me. I believe God knows a whole lot more about me than I know. And I believe God can give me some instruction that I couldn't get from nowhere else. Intimacy. Closeness. Draw nigh to God. What he'll do? He'll draw nigh to you. So, operation. Then this realization. What has God been saying to you? What type of instruction you have from God this morning? Every day got fresh instruction. Are you living in last week? Last month? Last year? No, you got a word, a fresh word for you today from God, just between you and him. Then when you receive a word from God, he give you the power to do it. Now hear what I'm hearing now. I don't know how you're going to take this. Something about to change in your life. I said something is about to change in your life. Because now you're going to look for an everyday fresh word from God of what you want me to do, how you want me to do it, and help me do it. From this day forward, you will not live another day without a fresh word from God to tell you what step to take and how to take it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say I'm ready.
I'm ready.
For my fresh word.
For my fresh word.
From God.
From God.
Hallelujah. See? The words, look at that scripture again. Sit down. Look at that scripture. Look at John 6:63 again. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. There's another word you can put there now. Every child of God has the right. Listen to me, Kevin, now. Every child of God has the right. Listen to me now. I'm going to say it a third time. Every child of God has the right. Listen to me, to live a supernatural life. Absolutely nothing impossible. You're a Christian, right?
Yes, sir.
You have nothing impossible connection with God. So whatever you're dealing with this morning, I come to tell you that it's not impossible to whip it. Whatever level you want to live on in life is not impossible. Don't be looking at all them other folk. Look to God and tell God where you want to go. And tell God how you want to live. Stop selling for what happened to your family member in the natural. Your uncle and your aunt and all them. Stop looking at all those folks. Look at Jesus. You got to be operated on. I'm not going to say something on my shop. You got to be operated on. It got to be a realization to you. It got to be real, man. God got to be real to you. Spirit, soul, and body. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They got to be real to you every day. You can't live the Christian life with somebody twisting your arm to do it. You got to know enough to want to do it yourself. Nobody can't force you to come to church. You ought to want to be there. I want. Look what you're hearing this morning. Your life going to change today. You're here because you want to be here. You don't want Yetta Sam to little song and jump around, bump around, and leave out Yetta Sam. Wait, you got to hear from God. Now, application. Who going to apply your life? You got to do it?
Yes, sir.
Huh? All right, Romans 12, 1 through 3. You know these scriptures, but we put them in a position now.
Yes, sir.
Application. Application. Now, the application cannot take place without the operation. Look back at Hebrews 4:12, and then look at this Romans 12:1. Well, I'm going to come tie you up this morning. Look back at Hebrews 4:12. Look back at John 6:63. Then we'll go to Hebrew. Then we'll go to the scripture. Look back at it. Look at 4:12. That's the operation, right? That's a divine operation.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And if that operation goes through right, look at John 6:63.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I might shout and get happy after a while, but right now I'm going to talk to you. I feel the presence of God. I feel maturity.
Yes, sir.
I feel growth. And I sense in my spirit somebody about to resurrect out of something and get in their real place. Because I'm not here by myself. It got a person called the Holy Ghost is here with me this morning. And if I put it out, he's going to help me. Whatever you're dealing with, that is a hindrance to your life, you can get it out of your life. You need to be happy. You need to be free. And all them thoughts, you shut them down. All them thoughts about, I ain't going to make it, or somebody don't like you, or what she look like, what he doing. Shut up. Don't waste your time. Think about who you are, what you want. Stop talking about other people. Stop putting people down. Shut up. Satan is using you to shut you down with your mouth. Stop judging people. Stop talking about white people, black people, pink people, orange people. Talk about yourself. Now, I watch TV, watch quite often, but I know when to push that button. Look at somebody next to you and say, tell them something about to happen to you up in here. Look at somebody else and tell them something about to happen to you too up in here. Then shout hallelujah 3 times. You listen to me, if you're paying attention, if you're not just a church goer, thus said the Lord, you about to function different in life. Are you following me? You're about to function different. Tell them you're about to function different. Tell somebody. Sit down. Without the operation, without the realization, you can't go to application. What happened, people have been trying to apply the word without being operated on. Now, you may have tried to do Romans 12:1. Go to Romans 12:1. You may have tried to do it just because you're a good Christian, you read it, and you're trying to present that body. You can't present that body unless you've been operated on. That body is not going to pay you no mind because you don't know what you're talking about. And all of our bodies are stupid without revelation. I know you thought you got a good one, but it's stupid. And you got to have revelation to put it in order. I know you've been looking in the mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. That mirror can't tell you who you are. Your makeup, the way you got your hair fixing, where your mustache line up, that don't tell you who you are. You got to look in another mirror, baby. There are some wrinkles you got to get out your life spiritually. And you won't see those wrinkles in a regular mirror. But when you look in the Word of God, you're going to see that rancor, and the Holy Ghost is going to tell you how to get it out. Come on, talk to me up in here. Rancors are being removed in the spirit up in here this morning. Now, on daily basis, you're going to have to do this. You might not have to say nothing, but you're going to have to know you're doing it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that God presents your body to himself. That Jesus presents your body. No, your pastor presents your body. When the last time you presented your body to God? When the last time you said, God, I present my body to you this day, this Thursday? I'm giving my body to you. My body gonna be in alignment. Boy, your body don't want to hear this. Your body don't want you hearing this.
Hallelujah.
All right. Here's a lick. Here's a lick. Here come a lick. Here come a lick. Any sickness in your body, you out of alignment.
Come on.
Oh, you hearing it now? You can get it straight now.
That's right. That's
you got to hear it to get it straight. Your body don't supposed to be sick. But the system will put sickness in you because you didn't pay attention to God. You didn't put medicine ahead of meditation. You won't meditate on it, but you take all your medicine. You won't meditate one time a day, but you're taking your medicine three times a day. Don't stop taking your medicine, but take meditation with it. And meditation will overrule your medicine. Meditation is presenting your body to God. Who going to take me up on that?
Come on.
Hey, Joshua 1:8. Turn to Joshua 1:8. You can sit down. Good God Almighty. Woo! Somebody about to get healed up in here. Somebody about to live longer up in here. Somebody about to live stronger up in here. I'm going to speak with broken language. It ain't over yet. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate day and day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then God will make your way prosper. And thou shalt have good success. Now, I know this don't happen many times, let me tell you. I know it's real because I'm prospering and I'm living in good success. I got a good marriage, I got good children, I got good grandchildren, I got everything I want. Came from this book. I've been buried in this book for 57 years. Don't just tell me about a text, live the text.
Live it. Come on.
Many of y'all about to be promoted. Well, I'll be doggone. I said, many of y'all about to be promoted. Well, I'll be doggone. Something about to happen, boy, in your life. Something about to happen in your life. Say, I receive it. I believe it. Thank you for it, Lord. Your healing. Your health. Your wealth, your happiness, your longevity, oh, is upon you right now. So shout. Shout because you got it. No, I mean shout. I mean, no, I'm talking about this. Somebody say glory to God. Oh, man, I can't. Woo, my goodness. Hallelujah. Look at this. 13 people just got healed. 13. 13 people out online. I don't know where they are. They're up here. I don't. 13 people just got healed. I think the last time it was 13.
Hallelujah.
Marriage healed. The man found the woman. Y'all just are slow. The man found the woman, the right woman. The woman found the right man. Up in here this morning.
Hallelujah.
Y'all got to be open to listen to me. I said a man found the right woman, and the woman found the right man, and they're gonna be happily married. What you laughing about so much? I'm looking at him. What he laughing about so much? He found the right woman. He happy. That's all part of life, you know. Yeah. don't know how I got over that, but that's it's for somebody. I'm trying to help somebody. That's my job, to help people, you know. If you don't get the right one, you're going to have hell on earth. But let the Lord help you. Hallelujah. Y'all sit down before I say too much. Sit down before I say too much. Let's look at manifestation for a minute in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Let's look at manifestation. After we come to operation, realization, application, let's look at manifestation. And I think my son said a powerful statement. Satan convincing you not to mature. We're talking about maturity. We're not talking about I've been to church and I feel good. You know, you can go to a jazz concert and do that. And you get a good feeling in here. I feel it now. I feel like dancing. You can get a good feeling in here, but you need to get revelation. You need to get understanding. You need to get wisdom. You need to get enlightenment. You need to let God wrap his love around you. And know you're never by yourself. God always got his arm around me. I'm never by myself. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. So here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, I want you to see this. This is talking about manifestation. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Yes. See, we're talking about your Trinity.
Yes.
Sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit.
Yes.
And let me say it like this. And your whole soul.
Yes.
And your whole body. Yes. Be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. What?
Yes.
What? A blameless body?
Yes.
Can I live in a blameless body?
Yes, sir.
Can I live in a body that Satan and this system not in control of?
Yes, sir.
Can I live holy?
Yes, sir.
Can I be sanctified in my spirit,
yes, sir,
my soul, and my body?
Yes,
sir. Not if you're not operating on. Not if you're just a church member. Not if you ain't got no revelation. What good is a relationship without a revelation? I know that woman right there. 55 years. I know her. I know her every move. I know when she's upset. I know when she's happy. And I know when I'm in trouble. You know it too, Freddie. What good is a relationship without revelation? Same thing with God. And the very God of peace sanctified you hold, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul, see all three of them.
Yes.
And body be what? What that mean? Preserved, blameless. It doesn't mean that you're perfect.
Yes.
But you're living with a purpose. You are bought with a price.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, glorify God,
yes, sir,
in your body and your spirit with your God.
Yes.
When that body get out of order, you bring it back in order.
Yes.
You got authority over your body.
Yes.
You got authority over your mind. I've been doing good. Now I'm a mess up. Body, you're not going to make a hoe out of me. What you upset about? Why you get upset? God dog it. Body, you're not going to make a hoe out of me. I'm holy. I'm going to have a holy body. now. Why you looking at me like that now? If you don't control, I bring my body under subjection. If you don't control that body gonna control you. And they gonna disrespect God. My body belongs to God. That's why sickness can't stay in it. That's why death can't come early. I'm living a sanctified life. And your body is not going to live sanctified by itself. Your body is not saved. Your mind is not saved. Your spirit going to have to bring your mind and your body into sanctification. Your body would live like a sinner. Your mind will think like a sinner if you don't renew it. See, them three legs I've talked about. I'm jumping, but the three legs, Romans 12:1-3. I'm talking back there now. There's three legs that you got to, you got through three places you got to go through in order to be sanctified. Then you can live by the spirit of faith. And God said, you've been faithful over a few things. I made my mind up. Since you've been faithful over a few things, I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Now, how many of y'all want to be rulers over many things? Doggone right. Yes. That's your right. This world should not live better than you. In nothing. God had provided for you to have everything, the best, on top. If you're willing and obedient, you shall what? So whatever you're not eating, check yourself. Lord have mercy. Sit down. I'm going to start reading until you start taking notes, all right? How to encounter the Trinity at all times. That's what I've been teaching you. Stand in the presence of God. Jesus and the Holy Spirit on purpose. Stand in their presence. Once you experience this kind of presence, you will not settle for less again. I can't go back to my old life. It's so weak compared to the life I'm living now. But you got to stay in, the reason you got to stay in contact with God, because the soul forget what happened yesterday. So you got to freshen it up every day, because it's not saved, you see. Your soul, your body not saved. So you got to keep them in subjection every day. Having encounters with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit daily on purpose. Divine adjustment. Listen, divine adjustment going on at all times. And divine protection and divine provision. I've given you this. I think you got it last time. We'll go over it again. The gifts are flowing and the fruit are growing. Living the Trinity, listen to this, living the Trinity lifestyle on purpose daily. Living the Trinity lifestyle, not just a flesh lifestyle, just not egg and bacon. a Trinity. You got to check. You got to keep your soul and that body in order. How many of y'all know your soul and body get out of order? Now, let me ask you a question now. How many of y'all know how to bring them back in order? So half of y'all hand didn't go up that time. Now, all this teaching I'm doing yet now? Lord have mercy. I thought somebody was going to run up here and jump on the stage with me. All the truth I've told you these few moments, I ask you, can you handle it? You tell me, I don't know. Well, what are you talking about? I just told you how to do it. Hebrews 4:12. Stayed long enough so John 6:63 can speak to you. Now I'm going to say something to you right now. I'm going to say something to you all across the world. I'm going to say something to you, and I want you to hear me clear. You ready?
Yes,
you are powerful.
Yes,
don't let nobody take that from you. You're a child of the living God, and you are powerful.
Yes,
use what you got. Put it in the next person next to you and tell them you're powerful. Tell them stop acting like you're weak. You can do it. You can have it. You can change it. You can stop it. You can begin it.
Right now.
Joy, unspeakable and full of glory. You can't get it from nowhere else. You got to get it from right here. Joy, unspeakable and full of glory. No matter what's going on. No matter if it looks like you're losing, you still got joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Are you hearing me? Got to close. You can't. Let me say in a worldly way. You can't lose with the stuff you use. Your spirit, your soul, and your body connected with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Ghost on daily basis. That's why the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. Your sight not saved. You got to change it with your faith. Y'all going to be scared to say this, but some of y'all going to say it. I'll never be sick again. God has not given me the spirit of fear, power, love, and a what? Sound mind. Just because a number change or a pain hit you, don't mean you got to accept it. Don't talk about sickness, talk about health. Every time you talk about sickness, you're giving it courage to hit you more. Don't talk about it. Talk about help. Talk the opposite. Don't talk about every little pain that hit you. Lord have mercy. Training your Trinity to properly connect with God Trinity. Any problem you have in your life will be corrected today. Listen to this. Any promotion you want in your life will be provided today. Everybody promoted. Everybody going to another level. Everybody under the sound of my voice going to another level in their life today. Everybody going to another level. Nothing powerful enough to stop you. You're coming out of that trap. You're coming out of that hole. You're coming out of that battle getting by. You're coming out of that paycheck to paycheck living. Y'all don't want me to talk to y'all. I'm about to close. You don't need no holiday to be happy. I'm about to make 18 August the 1st. I'm happy, man. Are you happy? Shout a little bit. Shout some help. Shout. Grab somebody by the hand, dance with them a little bit. Tell them I'm happy. You never saw this in my church. You never saw a church doing this. God dog it, we're going to do it today. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, y'all hit something. Hit where them boys are. Hit something quick. Hit something quick. Stand in the presence of God. Stand in the presence of Jesus. Stand in the presence of the Holy Spirit. The power of staying fully connected with God. Training my Trinity. How to stay in connection to God Trinity. Your spirit, your soul, and body become one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You cannot be spiritually powerful without Trinity training. You can pray all night in the Holy Ghost, but if you don't watch that mind, it'll go crazy on you. It's not saved. Your thinking is not saved. Are you hearing me? Ooh, Lord, have mercy. This is an apostolic flow. By it produce a prophetic life. An apostolic flow producing a prophetic life. You're not just being pastored. But you being apactato kun sekatale mafuskanai. You being placed in the highest places in the spirit realm. You're about to step off in a prophetic lifestyle. Live in the awareness of the Trinity. We're not talking about a visitation, we're talking about a habitation. We're talking about something going home with you, baby. When you wake up tomorrow morning, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead will be right there with you tomorrow morning on a Monday. Living in encounters and experience on a daily basis. You don't have to go looking for them. They're going to look for you. Reverence for their presence, ready to obey them at all times. Confidence of their presence is awareness that they are present there for you. I'm a carrier of the glory of the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Our presence has become one. Now I want you to receive this prophecy to go along with what was ministered to you this morning. I'm going to read it slow because I want you to catch it. Taking a careful outlook at your outcomes in life and get ready for production you've never seen before. The Trinity connection at all time will stop all unwanted traffic. Did you hear that? You will be the head and not the tail the rest of your life. Revelation and restoration will flow like rivers of living water. Relationship will flourish like never before. Resources will be released in abundance. Life will not be hung up in traffic, but will fly in the presence of God. Oh God, let me see it. Let me see it. You must use your imagination, for this is a supernatural graduation. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the thing that God has prepared for those that love him, but the Spirit is revealing them to you today. So rejoice. Rejoice. And Dakata. Look what it said after. Look what it said after. So rejoice and rejoice. You know what it said after on this prophecy? So rejoice and rejoice. You want me to tell you? For your time has come. That's up. And the last part of this prophecy says, the truth hurts when you don't know it. I am a supernatural owner of health, wealth, and eternal life. I'm a supernatural owner. Isn't that something? Now you could listen.